Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. We are over here at Neil Huffman on the Dixie with Mazda Subaru. We got, you can zoom on in, it says, the copy points, because somebody literally just zoomed on out of the doors just now with a car.
Never seen that before.
I haven't either. I've never seen the car actually drive out of the showroom. So, but you can zoom in and the Neil Huffman Mazda and drive away with a great deal. You get rates as low as 1.9% for 36 months on new Mazda models, like the CX-5 and the CX-50. So we're over here. This is where Keith Pointer bought his first car. You know, they need a picture of that. Does Pointer have a picture of that first car?
They have lots of photos upstairs of the Huffman family. I mean, I feel like Keith Pointer should have
I feel like he should, too. Like he should have a picture of his car. He's famous, you know.
Either that or an elementary school portrait, you know, that they do on Picture Day. Something like that. I want to see Keith
That'd
Pointer
be great.
In a sweater.
We need to get that done.
Yeah.
we need to get that done. So we're over here, and it's going to be a great day. You know, today's one of those great days to go downtown and watch them practice for Thunder.
I love it.
It might be better than Thunder.
It's amazing.
Great.
You know, I don't know what the weather is going to be today, but it looks pretty decent for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Obviously the spring game is tonight, too. So you might even see some late-night spring game, like aerial performances if you're at the stadium, or at least them coming back to the airports. So that this is a great day. The Thunder over Louisville Friday is awesome.
As the only person who's been a pilot on this crew, if it's cloudy, is it will they practice as much or what is that?
Well, I've never been in an air show, I can't really.
I just didn't know in general if cloudiness prevents you from practicing. You never been in a fighter pilot, Mike?
I would say that they could probably practice. It would depend on the ceiling level. So how low is the ceiling? And then that would probably determine whether or not they
I don't even know how to look that
they
up.
Actually
But I imagine they'll be practicing down there. It really is. It's a great
day. I think
it's
going to clear up. I mean, the clouds aren't that low.
Yeah, it just says partly cloudy.
Right. Yeah, the clouds aren't that low right now, so it's probably okay. It's just a little bit of drizzle as we're out here on the Dixie.
It's about over, though. I mean, there's no rain tonight. I mean, there's no rain. The rain's over. It's
how amazing was yesterday?
I had one of the great days I've ever had in my life yesterday, and I got to thank the folks at Morgan & Morgan and Sean Freibert and John Rabinowitz and everybody else, all the people at Coolmore.
Rabinowitz was shining.
Everybody at Coolmore was shining because they might have the Oaks winner. I mean, Blankenbaker and I got in the winner's circle yesterday with this 2-year-old filly that won and was mad that there was no more room to run.
I mean, give me more horses, give me more track.
It was an $80,000 race, but it looked like a workout. And it's a 2-year-old filly that Wesley Ward says is the best horse in his 2-year-old in his barn, regardless of gender. So
was that the largest winner circle photo in the history of race two at Keeneland?
No. Starlights. I mean, not Starlight. Two Dimes has had some.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
That was
every degenerate gambler. We're a friend of ours that we've ever had.
You need a wide frame to put everybody in that.
Yeah.
I was showing somebody last night, and we're like, is there a horse in that photo?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, there is.
Yeah, you probably did you find the photo? I haven't seen it.
Yeah. My buddy Matt took one because he was I go, Matt, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to take the photo. I'm like, no, you need to be in the photo.
Yeah,
and he's like, I don't know any of these people. Like, you know me.
Yeah. Blankenbaker and I like we belong there. You know, like, very proud of our 2-year-old filly here.
We put in a lot of work for this 2-year-old filly that we just showed up for.
before.
It was one of the great mooch moments of the Winter Circle history. But that, I think that's kind of the norm in Winter Circle food. It's everybody's friend and hanger-on like us.
That's what I told him. I told him after the fact. I said, you always crash the Winter Circle photo. Yeah. Always. Like, if you're there
100%.
And you got a connection in there, you always crash it. That's like 100% of the time.
Absolutely. So we'll get more into that. But I got to thank everybody over there for that. That was one of the great days. And then the people at Coolmore. There's nothing like drinking with a bunch of Irish dudes, because nobody's funnier they're drunk than British and Irish people. I mean, it's
wasn't Pacino level sarcasm in there, or
well, so yeah, but they're better. Like, they're just
they're better than Pacino.
Oh, their humor like a drunk Irishman.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I've got like three new best friends. I got half the week booked for Derby weekend.
Do you really? Amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
it was great for me because we separated after the Winter Circle.
Yeah, you had to go with Gen Pop.
Well, it was actually great.
Oh, I know. I mean, it was a great day to be in Gen Pop. Yeah.
And man, it was awesome weather. We go from there to Jim Beam for the Claremont Supper Club. Amazing.
Claremont's.
It was amazing.
Such a funny name. I'm sure it's great.
The food was awesome. It was like, you know, and then the bourbon's like life-changing. Then we go to 7.
Life-changing, my feel.
It was.
A little much.
We go to 7, Rick Heber's bar up there. And then I'm not even exactly sure what time my head hit the pillow.
You asked me. I wasn't sure either. And then we went to Velazzi's, which is a restaurant in Versailles, if you're ever heading down that way.
Velazzi's?
We're...
Did you see any dignitaries there?
With the dignitaries, and then Big Dog showed up.
Big Dog?
Big Dog showed up.
Did he have a headset on?
No, he did not.
Was it plugged in?
There was no...
No plug-in headset?
No, not...
I didn't know if he just walked around with that all the time. Just unplugged.
Just walk right up.
Just unplugged.
No, it was funny. Yeah, we were Amsden Bourbon Bar. It's right next door. It's a great spot on your way to and from Keeneland. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. You know what? We should do a show there. I guess this meet's probably too late now, but we should do a show from Amsden or the restaurant.
I'm in.
Yeah, and go to Keeneland right after.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, you're in. Just twist my arm.
Go see my friends at Coolmore. Go see Farrah.
Today's college day at Keeneland. You want to circle back?
You can interest me in that.
I was disappointed in one thing. I went to Keeneland. Mm-hmm. Zero L's down.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's an edict from Mark Pope.
Have these people from Mark Pope, have they gotten nice?
Maybe they don't
What's
know
happened?
You. I don't know.
No,
like, not a single L's down?
That's never happened. I'm
going to give you one right now.
There you go. I've never been to Lexington in the last 10 years without getting an L's down. And so I was pretty disappointed. I think Kentucky fans were off their game. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happened, but it was really strange.
Maybe they were reeling from the loss of Ali Khalifa.
Maybe that's what it was. They were expecting to get Ali Khalifa.
Am I wrong to question whether he's a secret agent?
Yeah, because he's going to come and not play.
Right.
Study all of our ways and then go to Mark Pope at Kentucky. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking at him.
I'm not the only one worried about that, right?
He's going to need to come out and express loyalty.
Mike Lindsay didn't even want him to room with in on the visit because he was worried that he would be recruiting for Pope the whole time.
Well, it's happened before. I mean, we've had guys on visits before recruit against us. And then we actually had Madden Sanker got kicked out of his Miami visit because he was recruiting for Louisville while visiting Miami. So we know that there's precedent for this. And so, I'm looking at Ali Khalifa. I'm excited
for him. I got a side eye on him,
but I'm not fully trusting you yet.
Right. You're going to have to earn my trust.
Right. You're going to have to dunk on Kentucky a couple times.
If he transfers to Kentucky, I'm not trusting. Chase, what's that?
If it makes you feel better, he's teammates with Rayne Smith internationally.
Okay. Now I feel a little better there, Chase. That's good.
Where's Rayne Smith from?
Australia.
Okay.
So Ali Khalifa is Egyptian, and he played in an academy in Australia. And so they
played five white guys and an Egyptian.
Yeah.
What you want?
I mean, honest my mood. Did he?
We lost Drew Blank. I'm going to see if we can get him back.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to
to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling. Everybody's working
for the weekend. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
All right, we had a little tech issue there. We have, we're back here at Neil Huffman on the Dixie over here, the part of the Huffman dealerships where I bought two straight vehicles. Of course, I bought mine out of Acura. My mom bought a car here last couple of years from Subaru. My Keith Pointer had his first car from out here. It's great to see the inventory back. They've got some great financing deals we'll tell you about here this morning. But, again, you deal with – we see the same faces every time we're here because, you know, people, it's a great dealership to work for and it's a great family dealership. So we got we got disconnected as we were talking about the – what we're talking about?
The maybe double agent that we were
concerned about, but we have the backstory though that Rain Smith, right?
And right, they're on the same international team, Chase.
Yeah, Chase, enlighten us about this, please.
So Khalifa played in the academy in Australia, so he became a member of the Australian national team with Rain Smith.
Okay,
so he's already right. So he's like a triple agent. So he's like an Egyptian playing on an Aussie team. He plays for BYU and now Louisville, so he's used to this duality that he's got going on. So he's probably a great person for the CIA, you know, later on in his life. So, but no, it's cool. Like it's a great commitment. Obviously, I wish we were going to get him for next year. Mm-hmm. You know, having a knee injury sucks. I don't know, like what kind of knee injury, if you have surgery on it today, isn't like ready for December.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know.
Great question.
I don't know.
Don't know.
To ask the guys over there, Ellis and Bottenhausen. But you know, it might be a I remember Ellis Miles took a long time for his patellar tendon to mm-hmm. repair. I just don't know what his injury is. But no, I mean, I'm obviously excited to get a commitment. It's great. And then this weekend, and really tonight, Quaintis landed last night. We saw that. So there's a lot of guys. Townsend, I think, is here today. And I'm hoping for great weather for the spring games because I'm expecting to see some of those guys.
There is going to be great weather. Not hoping for it. There is great weather. It's 70 and sunny, Mark Blankenbaker.
Beautiful.
0% chance of rain. All right? So it is not maybe. It's not iffy.
That's
nothing iffy
awesome.
About it. It is perfect weather.
But then now I want to see some recruits out there for football and basketball.
I want to see some recruits.
And it was awesome to have Brahm on the show yesterday. That was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I almost feel like we should probably replay it today. I don't know why.
You want to get out early and go?
I mean, I don't know why. Brahm? I don't know. It's not a terrible idea. I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't do that. I mean, no. I know we probably can generate some good content, but 25, 30 minutes with Jeff Brahm is 25, 30 minutes with Jeff Brahm.
I know, but are we getting Mike Lindsey? Because we're getting Mike Lindsey.
You're on the group text. You know he's tied up in the hospital.
Yeah, just forgot about that.
Holy man.
Is he okay?
He's fine. He's fine. Okay, he's got some family. They're going to be fine. I talked to him yesterday. He was as concerned about the roommate situation on this recruiting visit as he was with, you know, what he's dealing with. So,
what time are you leaving tonight?
Well, I thought I was leaving tonight to go to the Kenny Chesney concert tomorrow, and then you forwarded me this email that there's a
party.
VIP party tonight.
A VIP party.
Tell me
they're
about
this.
They're
in Tampa. Whiskey Joe's. Tent near the stage.
I did not know. It's a VIP tent for the Kenny Chesney concert, and I'm just now learning of this?
I just got it. Like, I got it last night at 8:15.
I'm going to be looking at flights in the next break to see. I might have to punt on the spring game if that gets going. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
You're going to
Kenny Chesney. The spring game's going on. Thunder over Louisville's tomorrow. It's all happening.
It is.
We got through the winter.
We did.
I see Wayne Hedinger on my TV. He's my groundhog.
Who is he again?
He's the producer for Thunder over Louisville. Basically, we see him one time a year.
Yeah.
This is the time. I don't know who Wayne Hedinger is.
Yeah.
I just know he runs Thunder. And when they see him on the television, then it's time for Derby.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like how I know it's Derby time.
Yeah. Speaking of Derby, how about the statement from Churchill Downs yesterday?
Yeah. Strong.
This strong. It's hysterical. I mean, this was, I mean, this does not seem like out of the Churchill playbook at all. I have to get the exact quote here But where? Wait,
I'm trying to.
The
find
DRF
it.
Article doesn't have it. What are you doing, DRF? I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Because I thought it wasn't going to be decided until today. But you know, so you have Bob Baffert trying to get. Trying to get Muth, is that how we say it?
Yeah, Muth.
Muth into the race. You know, Church. You know, it's Baffert trains him. So here we go. So they Churchill wins. So the responding to the ruling, Churchill said it appreciated. And I'm reading from the DRB article. Zidane's quote: passion for the sport and his desire to see his horses compete on the first Saturday of May. Let me just read the whole thing because I got it texted to me, and there's no. That's all. This is the story.
I get a million.
They mocked him.
I get a million press releases.
You don't get that,
Aaron Rodgers, and I didn't get that.
Here,
what the heck?
Here we go. Let me just read. This is an official statement from Churchill Downs. We are pleased with the court's decision and believe Mr. Zidane may suffer from a case of, quote, Derby fever, which is known to spread with exposure to horses and is contagious this time of year. Symptoms can contribute to a questionable judgment and in extreme cases can result in litigious behavior. There is no known cure. Nevertheless, we have communicated clearly about the rules of entry, which are the same for everyone and are non-negotiable. Contenders cannot sue their way into the Kentucky Derby. We wish Mr. Zidane well in the future and appreciate both his passion for the sport and his desire to see his horses compete on the first Saturday in May. That is an official statement from Churchill Downs.
Who the heck?
Like Indian
that?
Charlie write that?
That is so funny.
That sounds like something Indian Charlie would write.
That is the best. And what's
you
not in there is
me?
The rules for entry are very clear. And if you wanted to be in the Kentucky Derby, you shouldn't use a cheating ass beta methazone using trainer, which we've told you 100 times.
Yeah. I mean, that is. I mean, I read. I thought. When I got to, I was like, that's not real.
No, that's not really
be.
From Churchill Downs.
That can't
Did
be.
Did KK write that? Darren Rogers write that? Who wrote that? I need to know.
Somebody with a good sense of humor.
They decided to have fun with that. In extreme cases, sometimes leads to litigious behavior. Derby fever. That's great.
I mean, because you got to go, you know, all the backstories here. I mean, obviously, you know, they've made their, you know, they've had their battle with, you know, with Baffert. And made very clear how to.
What was Zidane's horse too, Medina Spirit?
Yeah, what I was getting ready to say. And Zidane owned the one that was, you know, that won the Derby, but right. Then had the beta methazone, and you know, I mean, that is a victory lap of all victory laps of a statement.
I know, and you
who
know,
says
I,
Churchill's
I,
too corporate and not fun? That's it's like the Irish guys from Coolmore wrote that on their fourth bourbon.
I mean, that's a great statement. I wish more companies when they won in court. Just came out and danced. You know, like
they danced.
They definitely
That's
danced.
That's a lot of dancing.
They
there.
Left the locker room and they did the Wesley Snipes dance when he made the team.
I mean, I just looked at that as like, that's not, nah, it can't be. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
there it is,
that's
right
really
there.
It. That's really it. Did you see that U of L, the 502 Circle, they made the match?
So it's let's get to that. Yes, yeah, so they got to the $1 million mark. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it took 19 days. Which is awesome. A lot of it happened in the first couple of days, and then they've got to. It was a month launch, and it took 19 days to raise $1 million. So that is awesome. It's a great sign of the health of the 502 Circle. I know they had that party last night down there in.
Let's credit the guy who's kickstarted Rick Heber.
At 7 last night. You know, I go and support the people who support my cards. Absolutely. So I'm there at 7. We're hanging out. We're doing the things. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's a great accomplishment to be there. So now hopefully don't need to raise. I don't know what the number is going to eventually be. I mean that was a really interesting conversation with Brom yesterday about this because it's like all these guys that they've got to get to contracts. They've just got to get. You know, to the point where there's if you own the rights. So I don't know if they're going to get to that. You know,
I was reading Ty Spalding last night, and one of the things that Penny Boone had in his deal was a payback clause. So
oh, really?
So I guess after the Flowers thing, it was like, look, if you don't play, like you owe.
Yeah, it's a market correcting itself.
So I don't know how they're going to how that's actually going to be enforceable. Like, I don't know what the
if it's a contract, it's whatever's in the contract, or you're going to court.
But NCAA rules are NCAA rules, so like, I don't know like how you do that. So you know what I mean? So like, I don't know how. I have no idea.
If I didn't, I mean, how can you have a contract? I thought it was NIL. I thought they were making my other name, image, and likeness, which you know is a lie.
Right. It's pay for play. Your name, image, and likeness means nothing in Louisville if you never play for Louisville.
Yeah.
So, like, Neil Huffman's not going to give you a car and let you drive it around if you never take a handoff.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's kind of rough. So, so we'll see how that all goes down. And, you know, but I don't know that I'll get any counting back on that or anything like that. But, it, you know, that's something that I think that they're at least putting in there to try to, you know, mitigate this a little
bit. I mean, that's the market correcting itself. You're not going to have Trenton Flout. That happens once. You get taken. You're like, well, we're not going to structure it that way. You can't trust these. You can't trust any of them because, you don't own the rights. So you've got to write it in there. I mean, everybody's learning on the fly with this. So, good. Whatever it is, I mean, it sounds like they feel pretty confident they can go spend the money on other positions of need, and running back is not one of those. You know, it'll be interesting to see it tonight. I mean, I think everybody knows they need more receivers, and you're not going to be able to tell much in this game. I mean, I think the pretty much number one goal in this thing is not to get injured. You know,
yeah. Showcase the team. Yeah. Have some fun. Don't get injured. And let's try to have a productive practice out there. You know, I know they're going to have some live tackling stuff, but not a lot. That's what it sounded like Jeff said yesterday. He was like, we're going to do some live stuff, ones-on-ones, but not the whole time. You know, and a lot of times in spring games in the past, you don't see the running backs. Like, a lot of times those running backs are – you don't, because you just don't want to put the mileage on.
Yeah, you're not going to light some guy lit up, on a – play up the middle or something.
No, a lot of times, sure, fourth, fifth, sixth back, guys that are just going to go out there and get a lot of work, and you might even like them. You might even like what you see out there. But, I wouldn't necessarily look to see a lot of Glover or a Turner or
we want to see Shuck. I mean, I think everybody's going to see what Shuck has. You know,
like,
what kind of player
he's going to have on the green jersey, so he's not going to be able to hit.
But still, you're going to be able to see how accurate, what's he look like. Mm-hmm. God, trying to pull teeth, trying to get Brom to compare him to anybody. I mean, he won't tell us anything. I mean, his answer is like, well, he throws the ball.
So
he literally said that,
right?
He throws the ball. I was like, yeah,
I know
that's
he throws
good.
The ball. Yes, thank you. As a quarterback, that's a great start. So after watching him at Texas Tech, he reminded me. This is my take.
Quarterback guru. Here
we go. He reminded me of a faster Dave Ragone.
Okay.
Dave Ragone could run.
But
Tyler Shuck is.
The guy who got drafted. We'll take that.
Tyler Shuck is right handed. Dave Ragone's left handed, right? Like, but he's a big, tall, strong dude. And you wouldn't think that he could
run.
We'll
see. He can definitely run. That seems to be the overwhelming
He does not
conclusion
look like a quarterback
so far. Yeah.
Who should be able to run like he runs.
Yeah.
He's a little bit different. And I think it's probably tempting to run him. And I think that's what Jeff was saying yesterday, that you kind of want to run him, but you also want to protect him. And he's had some injuries when he's been running with the football, like against West Virginia, that where he broke his leg. A defender just kind of clipped him on the backside of a run while he was going in the end zone, and it's like,
it's one thing if you get the same injury to call someone injury prone, but when like their bones and stuff like that, some of these injuries, it's like, well, that's not exactly the same thing.
Yeah, it was kind of, when you watch it, you're like, man, that sucks. That's a tough way to lose a player, because he was already in the end zone.
You know?
He was already there. It's like, golly, like if I'm going to lose a guy, I'd like to lose him at the 2 yard line, trying to go in, fighting in. He was already in, so it kind of sucked to see that.
Well, we'll talk to you here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. Text away to the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, and we'll let you hop on with us again. We'll have that broadcast for you tonight. The baseball will be on 970, so we've got that going on here this weekend. And we can. I'll get to the text line here and see what we got rolling through there.
Yeah.
As we roll along here, Texter says, "Are we not spending NIL on Khalifa since he's an international player?" I don't know why that would.
International players have different rules for NIL because of their visa status, but it does differ. Mm-hmm. Like, some of these guys get citizenship or residence and different things like that, and they can make money. So I don't know what his visa. Without knowing what his visa is, I don't know. But that is a case with a lot of international players.
Texter says, "Was Drew able to let his hair down Rapunzel style to get Mark up to the suite?"
I did not.
And Andy were wondering yesterday.
I didn't try. I think you probably could have gotten me up there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't really try.
I was on coattails. For me to add someone else with the coattails would have been, I don't know.
Oh, sure. No, and I had the ability to get to the winner's circle into the.
That's really all you wanted.
And that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. And then we had a great time just being out there in the sunshine. It was actually, you had to go into the shade a couple times.
Oh, it was hot when, the three times a year I wear sport coats.
Yeah,
you know.
It was great.
Yeah, four, maybe.
And Jim Beam very much wants you to come to a Claremont Supper Club. So we'll have to get you out there.
I just go down to, sure.
And Jason said, okay. This is what he said. He goes, it's just like a UFC fight. Once you go, you'll love it.
Yeah, but I can't dip out. I can't Irish goodbye.
You can. If you want to.
Yeah.
But, and we,
like, that's how good it was last night. I didn't even Irish goodbye. I actually said goodbyes. No, I said goodbye.
Oh, you shook hands.
I left early and said, hey, thanks, sir. Yeah, that was that good. I did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. You said goodbye.
I said goodbye. I did not
Irish. Do that.
Ever. No.
I've never said goodbye to you.
No. You never see me. I just look up and poof, I'm Kaiser Soce. I'm gone in the wind. So we'll let you hop on in here if you want to get 267-9680. We'll see what people are looking for tonight in the spring game. I don't know. Again, I think it's one of those, I don't know how much you really find out because, help, there might be 10 guys that change after tonight.
That's true.
Going and coming.
And then also, you got to remember, this is a brand new offense. And that defense over there is really freaking good.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we handle it as a fan base. If our defense is amazing and our offense doesn't do well, our brand new offense doesn't do well in the spring game.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get worked up about it. Don't you think it's just a celebratory?
It is.
You know, I mean, I think, you know, as Louisville football evolves, I still consider it a young program because it really didn't start to me until you had Papa John's Stadium.
It truly began there.
I think it began there.
Say the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, but real. Howard. But it was a moment. It was a great moment. But until you had a real football stadium, to me, that's when the program started. So the other places with, you know, 100 years head start.
Totally.
And to me, the spring game for people to really get into it. That's like next level. You got to be around probably another generation.
Yeah.
You know, to make that something that should be prioritized. Isn't necessarily always prioritized by the fan base, but I like now that they've got the tradition back to having it. When you have it the same time every, like, they need to stick with this Friday night before Thunder as the that you know exactly when it is. We know when the first Saturday in May is. Back that up 2 weeks. That's Thunder. Back up a day where it's like the unofficial kickoff of the Derby Festival.
Sticking to things like that matters. Sticking to card march, never changing it.
Yep.
Sticking to first Saturday, the first Friday before Thunder.
Yep.
You know, doing Joker and the Thief between third and fourth quarter.
Yeah,
like, don't change it.
You're right.
If it works, don't change it. You know, so and that's one of the things that I've really been frustrated with as a Louisville fan. We've had great traditions, and for whatever reason, we've changed them, and I'm like. Why
is there a good reason? No, not really.
No, not really.
Well, Satterfield had freaking practice in February.
I know. But the administration kind of has to hand those things down because they're the bridge. Because coaches are going to change, things are going to change. And say, this is what we do here. This is what we expect.
Yeah.
You're going to become us. We're not going to become you.
Yeah.
type thing.
Yeah. We'll step aside here. We'll get Ethan Moore on the other side here as we are over here at Neil Huffman on the Dixie, where again they've got some great offers right now with. Excuse me. With some financing on some of the new cards, as you can get right now, 1.9% APR for 36 months on new Mazda models like the CX-5 and the CX-50. You're ready to drive off on a brand new Volkswagen. Volkswagen's offering 0% APR on the new Volkswagen Tiguan, if I'm saying that right.
I think so.
Also has rates of 1.9 on the Jetta, Atlas Cross Sport. And when you purchase a new or used car, you got peace of mind when Neil Huffman's 3-year service plan covers all your scheduled maintenance for your initial 36 months or 36,000 miles. So you have a fixed cost for your car. I mean, everything, all in, you know, payment, service, all included when you buy over here at Huffman on the Dixie. And now they've got their vast selection. You can drive. They've got the exclusive Huffman Value pricing. They scan thousands of used car listings within a 500-mile radius. So there's no haggling. It's not like, well, can I get a deal? No, the price is the price. Save everyone some time on this. And God, that's what this, you know, that you have somebody like that here at Huffman where you're not going, well, let me go back to the manager. No, how about this? No, like, let's get it done over here. It's Neil Huffman on the Dixie, and tell me who's talking about him right here in the dealership.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Sun, sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. Getting choked up here. Huh? That's been all week.
Because you want to see Kenny Chesney.
I am looking at the offer that you've sent me to this VIP party with No Shoes Nation Radio tonight. Man, spring game's good and all, but this is an opportunity, man.
Is it Uncle Cracker tonight?
I love it. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Uncle Cracker's playing this thing.
Yeah. Might need to get down there. Cracker, right? You like it's one of your guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and you're going to Chesney.
Chesney and Zach Brown opening the tour in Tampa. Vinny's already down there, you know?
I heard he was on the airplane with Birdhead Ryan yesterday.
Yeah, we had all sorts of spies out there.
Yeah, lots of spies happening. Lots of spies. A lot of airport spying. The photo of Quaintus.
I got to give Mike Rutherford credit. That's one of the funniest tweets I've ever seen. There's a picture of Quaintus from behind, and there's like all these short white people, and then this giant African American guy,
huge guy,
and he goes, "Which one is he?" Like, that's funny.
That's really funny.
Like, when you see the picture, it's really, really funny. Yeah, which one is he? And there's the photo.
That's a great, great tweet.
Oh, my goodness.
But there were so many things happening yesterday, it was difficult to kind of keep up with everything because we were out having a great time separately. And Diener wouldn't even take a photo with me, Chase.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take, because he's like, no, I'm not taking a photo with you. If people are going to already have all these
They already think something about us. We start posting pictures together, just the two of us.
Well,
it's going to perpetuate the myth.
Sean would have jumped in. Matt would have jumped in.
That'd been fine. We can go three wide. You and I can't do a cute little picture in the winner's circle. Not doing it.
He wouldn't even take a photo with it.
So quit asking.
So I was trying to keep up. So Reed Sheppard going to the NBA. Kenny Payne going to Arkansas. Quaintus at the airport getting his bags. You know, we get Khalifa. We raised $1 million for NIL, which got matched. There's a lot happening yesterday. Tomorrow's the spring, or tonight.
Churchill releasing a hilarious statement.
It was a great day.
This is any footage of Kenny Payne doing a whoop pig sue wee calls. No, not that we.
No, he did them silently.
Yeah, let's go to Ethan Moore with us here. Sports Live is on the line with us. So, Ethan, welcome in. Happy Thunder weekend. Happy spring game day.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, like you all were talking about, there is a lot going on in the city, you know, with, of course, the spring game today, the Thunder tomorrow, and that, we all know that means 2 weeks until the greatest 2 minutes in sports. So, looking forward to it. We've had a great weather week, maybe not today as much, but spring is in the air, man. We had a chance to get some sun this week. You know, there's a lot of news, and it's mostly positive coming out from Louisville, and you love to be a part of it, man. The excitement's at an all-time high with the football program, as always. Love the interview you guys had with Coach Brohm yesterday. And just like Blank mentioned, we got things rolling with PK on the basketball side, getting that commitment. You know, looks like he's going to redshirt, but he's also somebody that can provide, you know, a spark maybe that he's going to be coming off the bench, not this season but next, and is a great passer. You know, has the ability to score some games, but, you know, again, it was a good pickup, certainly from an optics perspective, winning that battle over the new coach or the team up the road, man. I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, and I'm looking, as you retweeted this, they're going to have 70 visitors at the spring game. 70 recruits are going to be there. And I'm just reading you retweeted Jody's quote that says they expect 9 commitments, at least 7 4-stars, and the number one overall edge in the 26 class, and number 2 and number 5 overall wide receivers.
Wow.
I mean, of
wow.
course, that's in the 26 class. I mean, gosh, who even knows at that point? But
you just got to start.
Yeah.
And it speaks to what Brohm is doing with the program. You know, it's all about the portal, it seems like, but still, especially with college football, you're going to have to build a solid foundation with talented kids from the high school class. And kind of what happened last year with the spring game, you're going to bring in a lot of really talented guys. Of course, the Flybill 25 has already taken shape. You landed a commitment a few months ago from Mason Mims out of Alabama, very talented mid to high 3-star quarterback prospect. You got a very good receiver a couple of days ago. And like Jody mentioned in that tweet, you're going to have several ballers, nationally ranked elite guys, checking things out tonight for the spring game. So, I think Louisville and Jeff Brohm obviously set a very, very solid foundation, going 10-4 in his first year, first ACC championship game ever for the program. So you want to build on that. Louisville's going to have a challenging schedule, but also Louisville's going to be very, very talented. Drew, I'm with you for the spring game. I'm not a huge spring game person, to be honest, but I also want to see what Shug looks like. I want to see him have velocity on his throws. Can we throw the ball down the field consistently? Can we get rid of the ball and throw it down the field? We didn't get to see that with Plummer last year. Hopefully now. Shuck, though, the number one concern, is he 100% healthy? Looks like he is, or at least certainly trending that way. So for me, that is what I'm going to be watching first and foremost.
Ethan Moore with us here, Louisville Sports Live, as we roll along. What else did you take away from Brohm's interview yesterday? I mean, it was so long and had people saying, I mean, the thing that amazed me was the far field corner comment about, with the signal, the headsets now, that you're going to be, you can communicate with a player, but that sometimes that if maybe the corner on the opposite side of the field when you're signaling in can't totally see the play. I mean, that was to me a wow moment that I'm sure he's taken advantage of as a play caller.
Yeah, that perked my ears up a little bit, but I still like, Drew, when you all went back to asking him about, and I know he couldn't really divulge a whole lot about with the NIL scuttlebutt this week, the misinformation going on out there, and it's certainly a glaring red flag, if you will, for Louisville's opponents that Louisville's doing the right things. Like y'all mentioned yesterday, you're winning, and when you win, people don't like that, especially when you're a newer program on the block. So the fact that you have entities out there spreading lies, spreading misinformation, I mean, it only adds to what he's building here with Louisville. And, I like the fact, too, that he was just like, he can't, divulge a lot of details, but also at the same time, without really saying it, also acknowledge that there's some stuff going on. I like the fact, too, to say, listen, we're going to encourage you to look elsewhere if you're not going to buy into what we're trying to do here with this program. So he's obviously a great coach, a great leader, setting the tone, not only in season, but in the off season as well. I liked hearing him say that.
What a terribly run misinformation campaign. I mean, it was just poorly run. And then you got the guy's agent tweeting, he's first string, sends out video of him running with second string. I'd say what I do take away, there needs to be agent certification at the college level, because you're going to get a bunch of people who have no idea what they're doing, and they're going to be held to no standard, and there's going to have to be a college football or college athletic certification process, because otherwise they're just going to have their dudes that are buddies that can maybe edit some video on Twitter and say, yeah, I'm your agent, I need 20%, which is, ridiculous percentage.
All right, some are going to take a 25. It's a lot.
It's preposterous.
Yeah, and this is part of the issue with the NCAA, doing what they do, which is nothing most of the time. And instead of embracing this NIL movement, allowing players to make money, pay for play. It is what it is.
But salary cap, whatever.
They're Yeah, their unwillingness to embrace and adapt to where, you know, society and college athletics is going is part of what is exacerbating this. I mean, this is why you have a bunch of stories out here. You have a bunch of inflated NIL numbers. You have reports, not so at Louisville, but other players not getting what they were promised, whatever. But until you have this thing straightened up, ironed out, this will continue. To your point about the agents, I mean, that's another aspect of all this that has to be regulated in some form or fashion, and maybe it will down the road, but we should have already gotten to that point. But due to the NCAA's ineptness and forward thinking on this, this is why we are where we are. So, you know, hopefully this is a lesson learned for all parties out there, especially those trying to spread misinformation and spread lies. And then when you have players like Penny Boone that threw out that, what, embarrassing, what, 6 or 7 second video talking about how, yeah, I'm not second or third string. I mean, you have to take a step back, young man, and really think about the message you're portraying about yourself. That is not going to make you appealing to a bunch of other programs. There was a report yesterday that he wants to play in the SEC. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a program that will still take him. And I know a bunch of schools have already reached out to him because he's a very talented player. But that is not a good look for you to do that. And then, you know, you saw where his agent then came back out and tried to clean that up a little bit. But this was just a week that hopefully a lot of lessons are learned going forward. And I'm glad that a couple of those national entities apologized, retracted their story. I think the gentleman from 247 even called Coach Brohm to apologize for that. So kudos to him for doing that. But we're still relatively new. This is still a relatively early phase in this NIL world. But this is part of the issue of it not fully being regulated.
Ethan Moore with us here, Louisville Sports Live. Well, I mean, how big of a deal would Quaintance be to land him?
Oh, man, it'd be huge. It would be huge. It would let the nation know that Louisville basketball is not playing games. It would let everybody know that, you know, hey, we're going to take a commitment from the team up the road. We're going to keep him from going to Arkansas. So I think that would send a message loud and clear that Louisville, from a recruiting perspective, is back. It would show that PK can get this elite five-star talent out of the high school class. And then, too, with Quaintance, I mean, he's going to have to play 2 years. Now, in this day and age, you never know. You know, you can count on a player playing for the same school back-to-back seasons. But that would be hopefully that would be part of the sales pitch of, like, you're only going to be 17 in July. He's still 16 years old. So you play here for 2 years. We'll get you to the league. You can have a very intriguing NIL package as well. Let's go. And then you would have the optics of landing such a talented player right off the bat in a position that the roster needs right now. So, Drew, to answer your question, it would be absolutely huge. We've got a lot of momentum. I really love the Hadley kid that we got a commitment from in Colorado. I personally really want Trey Townsend from Oakland. I think he would be a better version of Shane Bohannon, really undersized at the four, but he can be a monster on the backboard, a double-double machine. Corin Johnson, the sixth man of the year from the Pac-12 in Washington, he is supposed to be visiting as well, I believe, today. That's somebody else that can really fill it up as a good three-point shooter as well. So it's just fun to be exciting about Louisville basketball.
Yes,
again, guys.
Yes,
fun,
totally. That energy right there, Ethan, right there. Yes, what you just said, the energy.
And Townsend is already a Cardinal, in my view. I mean, for what he did from Oakland and putting out Kentucky in the NCAA tournament, he's already a Louisville Cardinal. But what are we going to do at point guard? I know you mentioned Corin Johnson. Who else is on the list for us at point guard? Because that's obviously a big position of need for us right now.
Well, Mark, to be honest with you, man, that's kind of been a question out there. You know, the names are coming out that are so fast and furious. There's been a lot of buzz going out there that some of the guards that will be popping into the portal as soon as today could emerge as targets. But right now, there's a couple of combo guards. I think Corin Johnson fits that mold. as well. So that's another position of need right now. Right, there's not a true point guard per se right now, but I do think after this wave of recruits, that's going to be where the staff focuses next. And then I think with this portal, there's still, like I mentioned earlier, there's so much buzz about there's going to be a new wave of players coming in, a very talented wave. That's certainly what I'm looking for next week. But I do think we will get a couple of commitments. Traore from Long Beach State, I believe I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. That is another kid that I want. He's a forward, another double-double machine there. Very athletic, very quick, can get out and transition rather easily. So you have a lot of talented pieces in place. Now Frankie DeLeon, talking about guards, he has gotten some crystal balls to NC State. He was the four-star top 30 guy that played at Tennessee, played sparingly. I think he had some injuries as well. Louisville was hot on his trail. He kind of cooled off a little bit. I don't know if he's going to be reemerging as another option. He visited NC State last weekend, so that's another name that to kind of keep an eye on. But I do think going forward, we're going to be hearing names visiting, new names that we haven't heard before popping up there, especially after this weekend.
Well, it's going to be exciting. It's just fun to see, like, you know, both programs changing coaches at the same time and all the drama back and forth. I mean, I don't know, what kind of rivalry you think, you know, Kelsey and Pope will have?
You know, I think it'll be a fun one, to be honest. I think it'll be fun. I think they'll be respectful. And then I do think, guys, we'll have to wait and see what happens after they play each other for the first time to see how whoever the losing coach reacts, to kind of see, or maybe leading up to the game, if somebody says something that somebody takes offense to. But I think it's going to be a fun rivalry. And with the news yesterday of KP going to Arkansas, guys, would you believe me if I said, and I hate doing these what-if scenarios, but I think it's still fun to discuss. You know, ESPN has to put Louisville and Arkansas together in the ACC-SEC Basketball Challenge, right? I mean, they have
to. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the storylines would write themselves. If that comes to fruition and Louisville plays Arkansas, then they play Kentucky, of course. I would almost lean to say if I could only have one win out of those two, it would be against Arkansas. I'm not ready to go on record with that, but I'm certainly leaning towards Arkansas if that were to be the case. You talk about, man, that would be a monster ticket to grab if they played up here for that one. Storylines galore. I mean, you talk about a buzz back at the Yum Center. What if those two teams played this year in the upcoming season? Man. ESPN's got to make that happen.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, they need to.
That's a great idea.
Are we going to be selected for the ACC-SEC Challenge this year? I know we weren't last year, Ethan.
Yes. Louisville is going to be in. Of course, remember now with the three new schools added, ACC is up to 18 teams now for basketball. The SEC adding Texas and Oklahoma, they are up to 16. My understanding, most likely the California schools will sit this one out, obviously based on traveling and logistics. But Louisville is expected to be in that field, and they have to. And they have to play together. Of course, Arkansas, generally, they try to kind of match schools up. Arkansas had a down year as well. So I don't think there's going to be any reason for them not to play. When you talk about, you know, made-for-television type of games, man, you got your former coach is now the top assistant back. The only way he would have been able to return to Power Conference basketball is if he would follow Calipari. He's done that. But, man, you talk about a must-watch, a must-see game. It's Louisville and Arkansas this year. I'm already stumping for that. We got to make that happen, ESPN.
All right, Ethan, we'll go educate the youth of America, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, y'all have a good weekend. Go Cards.
Ethan Moore with us, Louisville Sports Live. You can catch him here every week on 93.9 The Ville. I had not even thought about that.
Well, but they had the perfect opportunity this past year in women's basketball to have LSU and Louisville play with Haley Van Lith going down there and the Kim Mulkey, Jeff Walsh thing. and they didn't do it.
And Walls wheeled in a couple of five stars yesterday, the text line said. Is that right?
I mean, so much happened yesterday.
So, yeah.
I'll circle back on that. Yeah, let's circle back. Let's find out their names, and we can talk about them. But, yeah, I saw that that happened. I just don't know their names. So
I just don't know their names. It's okay. We will continue along. We are over here at Huffman on the Dixie, where, again, you've got some, we'll reset those the financing specials on the other side. But all I can tell you is I've bought two straight vehicles over here. My mom's bought a car from over here at this specific location. And you can you find out why, you know, they're just so great, straightforward way to deal with you. And I think you're really going to have a good experience the way I've had a good experience here. If you're someone thinking about selling a car, selling a house. I'm looking at cars. I think someone's, if you're selling a house and you'd like to not pay the outdated model of 3% to the selling agent and pay 1% and get the same service, well, then Edlin and Edlin is the place for you. They're gonna charge you 1%, and they're gonna do what they've always done for, you know, decades, and that's give you full service realtor. But you're not paying 3%; you're gonna pay 1%, and they're gonna recommend you pay the buyer's agent 2.5%. That means when you go to close on a $300,000 house, $7,500 more is on that check for you at closing.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of freaking money. And so that's where you can go and find out about it now. Go to Edelin.com. See Phil Moffitt over there. Edelin.com. It's Edelin.com. And when you get over there, tell me you're talking about it. I'm here in the Dina Show. All right. Plenty more to come. We've got, I don't know, we got all kinds of stuff.
We got lots of stuff.
Yeah, I might even hear Brahm again.